702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 20 minutes past one. If you were in Sandton yesterday, you may have been part of the buzz, part of the excitement and the madness that took place when Popeyes opened. And joining us in studio is Jay Sinclair. Jay is the CEO of Siyagopa Trading Group. Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon, Tania.
So tell me about Popeyes. I've never come across Popeyes, but I see it has quite a long heritage in the U.S.
Correct. It's got a 45-year heritage. It's the second largest fried chicken brand in the world by units. Mm-hmm. It's known for its bold and spicy, flavorful fried chicken.
Yeah.
And its signature sides.
I see. So when we think what we often hear about Southern fried chicken, is this the kind of American Southern fried chicken that we hear about?
It definitely is. It's got a very nice spice profile to it. Louisiana is a melting pot of seven different nations. It's got a 300-year culinary history.
Yes.
And from this, this wonderful, flavorful chicken has arrived.
Mm, so you're bringing it in true American style with what is it, fried shrimp? and all those other sides.
We're not doing shrimp at this point. Okay. We're probably going to try that down the line. Uh-huh. Right now we're concentrating on our chicken.
Mm. So why, what is in the name? What's the story, the history behind the name? Because when you think Popeye, I certainly think of the cartoon character with olive oil and what was his name? The brute that he was in a love triangle with Olive.
That's right. This actually has a slightly different history. Al Copeland, the founder of Popeyes, was a fan of the French Connection movie with Gene Hackman. And his name was Popeye Doyle. And he named the business after that character.
Yes. Well, any self-respecting chicken outlet prides itself on its secret herbs and spices and recipe to the crisp and the flavor and so on. What can you tell us about yours?
Well, firstly, we only used fresh bone-in chicken. We then marinate that for 12 hours in our proprietary seasoning and spices. We then hand batter and bread the chicken before frying it. And we use open vat fryers, so it takes a little bit longer. And but when it comes out, the outside is crispy; it's not that oily, and you've got very succulent chicken on the inside.
Right. So how did you do yesterday?
Right, phenomenal. We had queues that ran for 9 hours. We're running them today again. It's unbelievable what the response has been.
Is it because we love new things, we love imported brands, or is it also for our love of chicken?
I think it's a love of chicken, and I think it's also time for change. You know, people's taste profiles have changed in South Africa. We now prefer a spicier palate profile, and that's what Popeyes offers.
I see. Wasn't aware of that. How are you going to compete then with the likes of the Nando's, the Chicken Lickens, KFC, all of them strongly entrenched? And you also have a number of smaller players, Nkuku Box, for instance. There are a number of others that also play in this particular space.
Well, I think that's the whole side behind this, is that the chicken market is so big in South Africa.
Yeah.
We're going to be going head-to-head with our competitors, and we're looking to provide the customers with a quality and a value that they're going to, once they've tasted it and tried it, they're going to become hooked. And just like in America, where it's a cult following, we think we're going to create that in South Africa.
And as far as the future plans are concerned, the rollout of these outlets?
We're going to be rolling out throughout South Africa, but we are going to be concentrating on Gauteng for now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be focusing on some drive-through opportunities. We've got 3 drive-throughs for this year and another 2 stores still to roll out other than Sandton. So we've still got Eastgate and Menlyn, and then our drive-throughs. And there are other opportunities. A lot of landlords have come to us. They're very excited because there's a new brand and it differentiates one shopping mall from another.
Right.
So we're going to be looking at this and obviously rolling out as quickly as we can, but we'll be doing it very responsibly.
Yes, because retail is an experiencing paradise at the moment. Retail is going through a really tough time.
I think it is. And I think there's been a plethora of new shopping centers that have opened up.
Yeah.
And most of them have got the same old inside all the centers. So everyone's looking, how do you differentiate? How do you bring a new crowd in? And, you know, Sandton was forward thinking in this and said, well, let's bring a new brand in. Let's actually bring in an international brand. Let's differentiate our food court. And that's what we're doing.
And we always talk about unemployment in this country. What was your approach? Because this is an opportunity. It served as an opportunity for someone who needed employment.
Correct. So we've partnered with Harambee, which is a youth employment agency. Mm. And 60% of our staff working in our stores, it's their first job that they're having. So we're looking forward to trying to be a meaningful employer and a responsible employer in this market.
Well, you sent some of your a few items on the menu to us a little bit earlier on, and I've often also heard about the biscuit. I think of Martin Lawrence and his TV show where he's obsessed about his mama biscuits because his mama makes these very special biscuits that he dips in gravy and so on. Not necessarily how we eat in South Africa. We don't we of course have a side of bread or dumpling or sourdough bread and so on, but biscuit never. So how are you going to introduce this idea of this, what is it, a buttermilk biscuit into the menu?
And I think, you know, just going through your description of other items that we dip in gravy and we have as side items, it would be best to describe this as a savory scone more than a biscuit. So what we term a biscuit, in other parts of the world, they call a cookie. So a biscuit in America is more like a scone, and it's got a savory profile. So very much like some of the other items, breads that we might use, you know, I wouldn't say fit cook, but something like that, that we dip into gravy and we eat with a meal.
I see. So you didn't want to change the name. You're keeping it as a biscuit.
We did. We actually did consumer research on it, and we try to look for what would best identify the product. And there were so many different derivatives of whether it was a scone, or some people said it looked like a small cake. Mm-hmm. We decided to rather keep biscuit, and let's actually educate the South African population on what a biscuit is.
I see. The other closest example is McDonald's and what they went through with the hash brown, for instance, because it's also not very, it wasn't a well-known item in the South African menu. So I guess it will be part of educating the consumer along the way.
Correct.
Right. Well, all of the best. Popeyes is now open at the food court in Sandton, and we got to check it out, and I think it will have a fair chance against some of the other chicken outlets in South Africa. So check it out. Here's the weekend. It's upon us, and maybe it's where you need to make a turn. Thank you very much, Chick.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.